This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of COVID-19 vaccination appointments have been rescheduled ahead of the storm that's expected to slow down much of Colorado over the weekend. Heavy snow is expected in the mountains and along the Front Range, but Governor Polis says the weather should not affect vaccine shipments.
Unlike the last storm, this is not causing enormous regional issues associated with unseasonably cold temperatures. At this point, we're not expecting the delay of any vaccines we expect for Monday or Tuesday delivery of next week.
This week's shipment has already been delivered. Crime jumped statewide in 2020 from the year before, according to the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. CPR's Allison Sherry reports property crimes and auto theft were way up.
Violent crime jumped 7% statewide last year. Murder was also up by 29% from the previous year, according to the data. There was almost a 40% increase in cars and trucks being stolen, something Governor Jared Polis said he wants to better understand. The data released by state officials combines reports from various police departments across the state. State officials are looking at the data and reflecting on how policing may have changed during the pandemic and how that may have affected these numbers. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Molson Coors was hacked yesterday, disrupting its brewing and shipping operations, along with its landmark site in Golden, Colorado. The company operates 10 North American breweries and packaging plants. Molson Coors says it's working to get back up and running. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.